I do that right often.
Have you ever heard any terms that struck you as a little bit crude?
Well, I expect so. Names on
cute?
Cute, yeah. How about that? Yeah. We never use that word, though.
Really? What'd you say, throw up?
Throw up.
What about vomit?
Yeah, vomit. Yes, that's good.
What was that considered?
Yeah, he vomited. Yeah, that's all right.
That's all right to use.
Yeah,
that's
all right. You don't like to use it, but you could use it, and it's lawful under social rules. It's lawful.
Somebody like that, you say he's sick where?
Huh?
Somebody who had to vomit, you'd say he's sick.
Sick in the stomach.
Say, we were talking about a funeral, say at a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom, you'd call him the
best man.
What about the woman who stands up with the bride?
The bridesmaid, she's a bridesmaid, but she's more than that. She's a, name it.
Maid of honor?
Maid of honor. Maid of honor or matron of honor.
Depending on whether she's married.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I asked you about a few common buildings around town. If you wanted to mail a package, you'd go to the
post office.
And if you had to stay overnight, you'd stay in a...
And you stay in a hotel or stay overnight. But then a motel, a hotel.
And if you wanted to see a play or a movie?
You go to a picture show.
Anything else it could be called?
Well, used to go to the opera house in the old days. But an opera house in Greenville. Go down to the opera house, see a play.
What about theater?
Huh?
Do you ever call it the theater?
Yeah, go to theater.
Say, in a lot of small southern towns, the businesses are arranged around a central area. What is that area called?
Town square.
Is Benoit like that?
No. We just had a line of stores on the railroad front. And then a few that run back toward the levee. There's a mill. Very simple.
Right. Say if there were a building in town located right here and another one right here, you'd say this one was right across from this one. But what if this one were located like so? How would you say it was positioned in relation to this one?
It was across the street at an angle, but that's the only way I could describe it.
Would you ever say catty corner?
Yeah, catty corner, yeah. Sure.
Have you ever heard people, instead of saying canny corner, use the words anti-godlin or
anti-godlin? Yeah, I've used it, anti-godlin. Yeah,
how would they say that?
Anti-godlin, I don't know how you spell it.
It means the same thing as
same anti-godlin. Thing, yeah. It means that it's out of the simple lines, out of line. Anti-godlin is out of line. And catty corner wouldn't be out of line. And the goggling is out of line. Might be, instead of this way, might be this way. Not exactly parallel.
Right. I want to ask you to name some states and cities just to get your pronunciation of them. The largest city in this country would be in what state?
Well, the largest city right now is Los Angeles, isn't it?
It may be. Well, you know...
New York City.
And Baltimore would be in...
In Maryland.
Okay. And Richmond's in...
In Virginia.
And Raleigh.
North